Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Most of Minnesota remains under either a winter storm warning, blizzard warning, or winter weather advisory through this morning. Blowing and drifting snow has made travel hazardous in several parts of the state, and MnDOT snowplows are busy clearing roadways. National Weather Service reports the heaviest snow in eastern Minnesota and western Wisconsin. Eau Claire and Burnsville topped the list with 7 inches. Otsego, Maple Grove, Apple Valley, and MSP Airport received a half foot. Wyoming, Stuartville, and Rochester had 4 inches. And Moose Lake, Duluth, and Brainerd reported 3+ inches. Measles continued to be a problem in Minnesota in 2025.
It started in March when the state reported its first measles case in a man who reported a history of being vaccinated.
It is very, very, very uncommon for a vaccinated person to have measles. When they do get measles, they typically have a less severe disease.
In October, the Minnesota Department of Health confirmed 10 new measles cases in 1 week, and each was linked to unvaccinated individuals and domestic or international travel.
With measles, it's not so much about the seasonality. It really is about the travel piece to it and whether or not when people have measles, if they're hanging out with other people who are not vaccinated.
In November, a report showed that Minnesota has seen one of the country's sharpest drops in measles vaccination rates for kindergartners.
In that first year during the pandemic, that's when we saw a big decrease in the fully vaccinated rate. And a lot of that had to do with schools just having to prioritize dealing with COVID and reworking their routines in the schools.
Minnesota saw 26 cases of the measles this year, and that is part of our year that was.
Flags are flying at half staff in Minnesota today in remembrance of St. Paul firefighter Timothy Burtz of Rush City. He died following a serious medical incident. There's a memorial for Burtz at noon today at Maranatha Church in Wyoming. The head of the Office of Cannabis Management hopes Congress can find a solution to a federal ban on hemp-derived THC products. Executive Director Eric Tobel says Minnesota is unique because of the size of our low-dose hemp industry.
But also in the fact that we had that market up and running before we had adult-use cannabis. Most states that have an adult-use cannabis market, it was already kind of going when these products sort of first emerged. And because of that, we have a lot more interest and activity around those hemp beverages in other places.
He says those hemp products generate an estimated $200 million a year in Minnesota. And the Minnesota Timberwolves look to snap a 2-game skid tonight when they play the Bulls in Chicago. Minnesota's coming off a 123-107 home loss to the Brooklyn Nets Saturday night. The Wolves dropped a 142-138 overtime thriller at Denver on Christmas night. Chicago lost to Milwaukee Saturday night. This is MNN.